Yirmiyah Perakmem Dalad Pasakhavav Litlanishmas Bitsalal Tsvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So Yirmiyah has warned the people in his last chance to warn any Jews of anything that they need to back off of their burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and doing Avodah Zarah and doubling down and committing. And they said, crime pays. We're going to stick with sinning. It's always worked for us so far. Lachain Shimu Dvar Hashem Kol Yehuda Hayoshim Beretz Mitzrayim. So again, they're being called as one unit. Listen to the word of God, all of Yehuda who lives in Mitzrayim, which is what they have basically designated themselves. Hineni Nishbati Vishmi Hagadol Amar Hashem. God says, I have made an oath in my own great name. Yiye Od Shemi Nikra B'fi Kolish Yehuda Omer Chai Hashem Elokim. That my name will not be heard again in the mouths of all these people of Yehuda saying, by the life of Hashem Elokim. So I swear by my name that they won't get to say my name, B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, because these people have chosen the way of sin as the road to success, and so they don't even get a chance to do tshuva anymore, the Mefarshim say. I'm not going to wait for them, says Metzudas David, to do tshuva. They don't get to speak in my name. They don't listen to the Nevi'im who speak in my name. They're going to be completely consumed. Says Pasuk of Zion. Behold, I am going to visit upon them for evil and not for good. And all of the men of Yehuda, all of the people of Yehuda who have chosen to dwell in Mitzrayim, as their future that they think they're going to have, it's going to be very brief indeed, because Besamu, they're going to end. They're going to reach their end by the sword, by famine, until they are utterly destroyed. Chavches ufelite cherev yeshuvon min eretz Mitzrayim eretz Yehuda mesei mispor. And the refugees of Yehuda who have come to the land of Egypt, they will return, a small number of them, ufalite, a remnant that escaped the sword, will return from Egypt to Yehuda. Haboyim l'aretz Mitzrayim l'gur sham, after they left Yehuda. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. V'yadu chol she'eris Yehuda, haboyim l'aretz Mitzrayim l'gur sham. And those from the remnant of Yehuda who came to the land of Egypt to live there, they're going to know dvar mi yakum mimeni umehem. Whose word is going to stand? Mine or theirs? Wow. It's like a great debate between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and those who would deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see who's left standing at the end after disaster tracks them down. Rabbi Breuer calls it the grim tidings of how the word of God was fulfilled. Somebody's going to get away to tell the story. Chavtes. V'zos lachem ha'os ne'um Hashem. This is the sign from God. Ki foked ani aleichem b'makom hazeh. That I will punish you in this place. Place where you think you're safe. L'man teidu ki kom yakumu devarai aleichem l'ra'a. So that you will know that my word is going to stand with regards to punishing you, to doing evil to you. So they're going to be punished more seriously, more severely, worse than Jews elsewhere, to persuade them to flee, to give them one last chance, even after I said they can't do tshuva. They still can. But the Abar Ben El and numerous other Mefarshim say the few who remain are Baruch Ben Neriah and a few other righteous men among them, says the Radak. Yirmiyah is going to survive them. So they'll see the sign, and it opened up their mind. They saw the sign. Pasuk Lamed, wrapping up, Kol Amar Hashem, Hinanino Seinas Paro Chof Ra, Melech Mitzrayim, B'yad Avodav, B'yad Oyevav, sorry. I will deliver the Paro whose name is Chof Ra, the king of Egypt. So we're spelling out how Paro is going to have a downfall, and which Paro, the current Paro, is going to have a downfall. Now, Rashi says, Chafra is not a proper name, it's an insult. Chafra, like Haporua, the one who was broken into pieces. Others say this really was the name of Paro, so that they would know exactly which Paro it is that is going to go. Some historians apparently say that this is Ha-Abra, the Pharaoh. The Greeks called him Apries. So Chofra Apries or Apries would be the name of this Paro, but others say it just means the broken Paro. So I'm going to hand him over into the hands of his enemies, Yad Navakshe Nafsho, and into the hands of those who would kill him. Kasher Nosati Esikiyol Melch Yehuda, B'yad Nebuchad Retzar Melch Bavel Oyevo, Umavakesh Nafsho. Just as I handed over and delivered Tzidkiyo, king of Yehuda, into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the emperor of Babylon, who wanted to kill him as well. So there is a little more Nevuah yet to go. Yirmiyahu's career is not yet ended. But now, for almost the remainder of the Sefer, not including Perek Nun Beis, which is going to be out of historical order, Yirmiyah is going to be the prophet who's a Navi Lagoyim. We saw in the very beginning of Sefer Yirmiyahu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said to him, I am going to appoint you a Navi Lagoyim. Navi Lagoyim Nesaticha. B'terem etzorcha b'avetan idaticha, b'terem tetzem erechen ikdashticha, before you were born, while you were still in the room, the womb, I had appointed you a Navi Lagoyim. And this is where that's going to come to pass in Parakim Mem Hei through Nun Aleph till the last final parak in the Nach of Yirmiyahu, how Yirmiyah is going to have what to say to all of the nations, the downfall of everybody, eventually including Bavel itself.